Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Triple Chalice Tarot Midweek Tarot Forecast. I am your host, Tariq Bashal, and let's get it started, okay? So, the present position that I am seeing here is the Ace of Swords. Now, I have the African Tarot deck, and the Ace of Swords, this is a card about power and triumph. It's a card about conquest and exaltation of strength. When I look at this card in the illustration, you know, it shows a man, he is creating a sword. He is a blacksmith creating a sword, you know, from scratch. He is pounding that sword, working that sword. This is a card about strength, about building your personal power, okay? This is a card about building yourself up from nothing, you know, about proving yourself in the world, okay? So somebody out there who's listening to the show, you know, you've had to prove yourself. You've had to, you know, say, you've had to fight the haters, you know, you can say. You know, this is a card that's showing building that power, building that strength, okay? Getting ready for the people to, you know, tell you no or to come against you. You know, you're building the sword to fight. This is a card about fighting. And it's a card about being triumphant in a fight. So anybody who's listening out there, you guys, you know, listen to this card. You know, this is a card, a very powerful card, okay, about being strong, about listening to yourself and standing in your strength and in your truth, okay? So the Ace of Swords is the present position. Now, the next card is the Immediate Influence, and it's the Six of Swords, okay? Now, the Six of Swords, this is a card about reasoning. It's a card about experimentation. It's a card about traveling, okay, about going places. The Six of Swords also, it's a card about having experiences and also, you know, tying down negativity, negative thoughts, because when I look at this card, I see a man here on a path, and he has had to constrict or bind this negative entity and put it to the side in order for him to walk his path without anything standing in the way, okay? So, you know, this card coincides with the present position, because in the present position, you know, you're building this power, you're building this sword to fight these people that are coming against you, that are trying to tear you down. So you have to have a defense system against these people. And then the Six of Swords, you know, the Immediate Influence is saying that you're putting these people to the side, okay? So this is a journey that you're on. You are walking a path, and you are moving these people, these naysayers, these people who are coming against you, who are trying to destroy you. You're putting them to the side, okay? And they're not going to affect what you are doing, what you've been put on this earth to do, what your path is. You are moving these people out of your way. So it is very powerful. And you out there, whoever's listening, if you feel like this has to, you know, do with your situation, you're on the right path, okay? You are on your way to going to many places, traveling all around the world, okay? This can even deal with a job, you know, negative energy, negative thoughts, you know, negative people around you telling you, well, you know, well, that job don't pay enough, or, you know, well, it's a little too far away for you, don't you think? No, you're on your right path, okay? So move these haters to the left, okay? To the left, move them. So the next card is the Goal or Destiny, and it's a Star card. How amazing is that, okay? The Star card, you know, this is a card about hope and sensitivity. This is a card about having a spiritual awareness, okay? This is a card about having harmony within yourself and others. Also, the joy of living. Live your life, okay? Stop living your life for everybody else. You know, this reading tonight is really a story for somebody out there who's listening. Don't let people stop you. The Star card, you know, in my deck, it's showing, you know, it could go for men and women. It's showing a young lady standing at the top of a mountain, and she has her hand out to the universe, you know, asking for guidance, asking for what she needs in her life, for her destiny, okay? So the goal of destiny is your Star card. Follow your destiny. You have that hope. You have that sensitivity. You know, you have that genuine, okay, because, you know, she's on the mountain naked, so it's like you are bare. This is like you have come to the universe and have asked, like, universe, what is my position here? What am I here for? You know, it's something that you have been sincere about. It is a sincerity to this. So follow that, okay? Do not fall prey for people trying to bring you down and trying to stop you from fulfilling what you need to on this earth, okay? We see with the, I'm going to go back, the present position, that Ace of Swords and that Six of Swords, you are building yourself. You are building that strength within you to fight. It's a spiritual battle. It's physical and it's spiritual. You are fighting a spiritual battle against these people, and you are being successful. You are on your way to immense heights on that mountain. Do you hear me? Okay? The Star card, it is very powerful. You know, this reading in general, it is very powerful. So, yeah, okay, I just love where this is going. Now, the next card is the Distant Past Foundation, and it's a Ten of Wands. Now, the Ten of Wands, this is a card about struggle, okay? So in the distant past, it was struggle. The Ten of Wands, this is a card about fatigue. It's a card about exhaustion. It's a card about being oppressed, about people being two-faced, about people having hidden intentions and being ambiguous with you, okay? The Ten of Wands is showing this man starving to death, and these creatures behind him basically are eating his food. They are gnawing and picking at him, and he is worn out. So it's showing in the distant past, you've been worn out. You've had these moochers, these leeches, these psychic vampires leeching on you and your life force, okay? And you have let them in the distant past. But guess what? That's a distant past. We're not having that no more. Enough is enough, okay? You have had these people siphon this energy out of you and draining you. It can't happen anymore, man. It cannot happen anymore. The distant past, the Ten of Wands, we're not allowing people to use us, to abuse us. This can be family members. You know, I know it's hard, especially if you're living with certain family members and you know, you're working every week and they're taking money from you. You make, you know, little $400 a week, and then you have to give them $350 or $200 because they need this and that, and they still ain't pay you back 2 weeks ago for what? We're not having that no more. So, you know, building that sword, we are building that power, okay? We are building, you know, this ability to be able to say no to these people. You have to sometimes say no. You cannot leech off of me anymore. You cannot take from me anymore. And we're doing that with the Ace of Swords. And in the Six of Swords, I'm showing y'all, you know, where this is going. Put these people to the side. Please do not let this happen anymore to you. I'm telling you, okay? Now, the recent past foundation is the Four of Swords. And this card is a card about taking a break from people. So, you know, this is a beautiful story I'm seeing here. You're taking a break from people, okay? The Four of Swords, this is a card about withdrawal, about abandon, about solitude, about meditation and reflection, okay? I'm seeing this man over here. He is walking up the stairs into the clouds. You need a break from people, okay? You know, the definition of this card is the man who was disgusted with the earth, okay, with humanity, okay? So you are building yourself. You're building your power. You are telling these people, no more. I need a break. I cannot be in this toxic relationship. I cannot be with these family members who are trying to hold me down, who are trying to tell me no, who are telling me I can't do this, I can't do that, you know. I need a break from everybody. I need to think. I need to reflect. I need to focus on where my life is going. I need to, you know, just take some time out to myself. And there's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with telling people that you need to take some time to yourself. You know, it's some people that just want to call you every day and just stay on the phone with you for 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 hours every single damn day. And if you don't, oh, it's a problem. We need to take a break, okay? So that is what this card is about. It's a card about having solitude, some me time. You know what I'm saying? What is wrong with having time for you? What is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. And you're not a bad friend. You're not a bad son. You're not a bad daughter. You're not a bad boyfriend or girlfriend because you need to take some time to yourself, okay? That is how you find out who you are, is by taking time out for yourself and finding out who you are and what your path is in this life, okay? Because we only have one life to live, okay? We only have one shot, one chance to do this and do it right, okay? And whoever's out there listening to this, if this resonates with you, this is for you. That's what these weekly readings are for. It's for you to connect to this, fire you, to live your life the way you need to. So the Four of Swords, it is definitely showing that path, okay? Take time out for yourself. And you know what? I'm proud. Whatever this is for, I'm so proud of you because you have come from a place of being leached on and being people putting their foot on you, okay, and holding you in place and not letting you move to a place of power, okay, a place of strength, a place of dominance, because you have to be dominant. You cannot be docile out here because it's full of leeches and monsters out here who are just dying to put their teeth on you and bite down and not let you go, okay? So the Four of Swords is showing that, you know what, I need to take out some time for me. And y'all can wait, okay? And I'm not going to hurry up. I'm going to take my time. So, yeah, this is the Four of Swords. Now, the final card is the Future Influence. And, you guys, it's absolutely beautiful. It's the Ace of Pentacles. So, hello, that money, okay? We're here about that money at the end of the day. And the Ace of Pentacles, this is a card about success, about acquiring materialistic things, okay? The perfect gain. Things of value, well-wishing, success. This is about money coming from the universe, money coming from a divine source, okay? This is a divine calling that you are being called to, okay? And you need to follow that. You need to follow this path. Whoever's out there listening, follow this path. Please do not let anybody detract you from where you are headed. Whoever's listening out there, do not let family members, you know, relationships, boyfriend or girlfriend, stop you from where you are headed because there is money for you. This is heaven sent. This is universe sent for you, and you need to follow this, okay? There is money and happiness and success. The universe has decreed this, and you must follow. I know I'm very intense with this reading, but I'm just feeling it right now in my spirit. Somebody out there is listening to this right now, and it is resonating with you, please. Because I've been in the same situation, too, listening to people and having people try to bring me down and hold me into a place, into a box that they want me to be in because they can see the potential in me and they don't want it because they don't want it for themselves, okay? They don't want that. They don't want it for themselves, and they don't want it for you. But you need to build that sword. You need to build that power, that strength, and fight. Fight for what you want, for what you believe in, for what you know you deserve, what is meant for you and only for you. And don't let nobody bring you down and try to hold you and try to suck you dry and try to take your energy from you. Do not let nobody do that to you, okay? So this reading is very powerful. It's very intense. This is a story. This is a very beautiful story for somebody out there who is listening. Please follow your dreams, y'all. Please. Don't let nobody bring you down. That's the message, you know. On you know, Christmas is coming very soon. Well, for some people it's tomorrow evening. For others it's the 25th or whatever. But y'all, please follow this. Please listen to this reading. And just follow your dreams. Get that, you know, stay on your path. Develop your defenses. Develop that Ace of Swords. Develop that power. Push those people to the side, okay? That Six of Swords. Push them people to the side. You are the Star card. You are the star. This is about you. It's your universe. It's your world, y'all. And with that, have a wonderful night, people. I love you all. And stay tuned for our Saturday show, which we will be diving into the Sword Suite, okay? And with that, have a good night.